8:30 Brown and Brew. Bunch of people are playing. Should be cool, should be fun. Oh well. Well, I'll let you get started. This is Mellow Max signing out. See you guys next week.
Starts with Okay, so hello, everyone. First of all, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the Small Cactus Radio Hour with DJ Tolstoy and a lot of people. This is going to be great. This is the second to last hour you're listening to before Friday. We got music. We got people. You just listened to Metric, Lost Kitten by the album Synthetica, and Japanese Breakfast, Everyone Wants to Love You from Psychopomp, first album. Okay, we got a lot of people here. I have mics on. Why don't you introduce y'all?
All right, wait, hang on. Are we starting over there?
Sure.
Great.
Hello, I'm David. I've been on the show, I don't think this semester yet.
DJ David.
I'm Patrick.
Okay. I'm formerly known as DJ Remedy. I'm currently known as Jen.
I like how you've stripped yourself of like the DJ. You did it yourself.
I'll get it back once I earn it.
That's fine. Okay. What do you want? What do you want?
What do you want?
What do you want?
Hey, what do you want?
Hey, what do you want?
What are you doing in here?
Just kind of snuck in here. Bones
pizza. No, I'm definitely allowed to be here. I'm Alex. I've never been a DJ.
Yes.
And for the second time in 2 weeks, earned and deserved DJ Tuesday.
DJ Tuesday?
Is this
on Tuesday?
No.
Why is your... Hey, I've got a quick question about your DJ name. This is a real quick one. Why'd you pick Tuesday?
Because it's not quite Tuesday.
No, but it is exactly Tuesday.
Today's not Tuesday.
No, today is...
Today is absolutely not a Tuesday by any stretch of the world.
Well, it's a T-Day.
But the name. The name is Tuesday. The name is exactly Tuesday.
But...
All right, hang on. Okay. Yes, this is such good.
The more this conversation goes on, the more the name has fulfilled its purpose.
So...
Oh, that makes me so mad. Anyways, yeah.
So, no, I think... See, I think it's still... It's still always going to be not quite Tuesday if it's on a Thursday.
Correct.
If your show gets moved to a Tuesday, do you change your name?
Potentially.
Exactly, Tuesday.
Or else it's just, like, quirkier.
You can't change your name.
Yes, you can.
Your name, you'll lose all of your fans.
Are you just going to keep beating this dead horse?
Or? You just... No. You just rebrand. That rebrand is a thing. Like, what about,
Name one time it's worked successfully, and...
Kesha! Kesha took off the dollar sign when the guy came back with praying.
Whoa.
Yeah.
When? What?
Yeah, wait, you didn't...
You didn't know
she
was...
She took off the dollar sign?
That completely changes the name. Wow.
It does. It changes the tone completely. Especially...
I don't think it does. Dollar sign show to Kesha.
Yes. Especially when she came in back with praying because of, like, the whole, like, I won't call it a kerfuffle because I feel like it minimizes what happened.
Muffins.
Ooh, muffins is good.
I guess the producer did get fired.
So, okay. I would have liked to see more legal action taken, but I guess this might be getting a bit political here.
Alex
Kesha's... whispered, I don't know what happened, just so the radio is there.
Yeah, Kesha's producer was a terrible human being.
Yeah.
And super, super abusive. And she took him to court.
Yes.
And got him fired, I guess?
No, the case was dropped in court.
What?
Yeah, the case, I can't remember exactly, but he did not get charged, but Sony then promptly fired him. And so this is what gets me to believe that something did happen, because Sony, business-wise, if he didn't do anything, they probably could have just kept it quiet and kept him on, and probably no one but, like, three people would actually care in the long term. You know what I mean? Like, only the people who, like, actually really, other than, you know, flavor of the week, scandal of the week people, like, there'll only be a couple people would really, like, no one would boycott Sony at that point. So, it makes me believe that something did happen. But I don't know.
I mean, there were a lot of people that came forward about it.
Yeah. No, I absolutely believe them, too. I don't have any doubt. So, I believe that absolutely since Sony fired them.
Rose, what is the theme for tonight's episode?
That's a good question.
Not just, like, in terms of music. I want to know, like...
What's the mood?
The tone, mood.
What's the mood?
Have you been naming your episode? Spinatron lets you do that now.
No. I don't.
This is
episode 8. The most swears you can fit on.
No.
No, we're not doing that again.
No. Again. Well, between
we
you two.
We did it kind of unofficially earlier.
What?
No. It was an accident and I didn't do it. So, and you can't prove it.
The problem is we can.
There's no audio evidence of it.
No audio evidence of it.
There's no recorded audio evidence.
You know that's wrong.
If one were to report you to the FCC, there would be, like, no way they could trace it back to you or this station.
Ever. Now, we're going to stop talking about it. Not as an admission of guilt, but rather...
Jen, you say I plead the fifth, and then you move on with life.
I don't plead the fifth. I plead the right. Because if we all plead the fifth, that's bad radio content.
Why? Well, we can just
move
on. That's
dead air, baby.
Well,
you say,
you can keep
and then you move on to a new topic.
No, we
yes.
Okay. I plead the fifth.
She whispered, I plead the fifth.
Okay.
Very far away from the mic.
I like how
the... drama? Ooh.
All it means is you can't self-incriminate.
You know, we should do a radio drama.
Well, like, about what?
Small Worm.
Well, no. Patrick.
Small Worm and the Adventures of Bigger Worm.
Small Worm in the Big City.
Tale of Two Worms.
He was a worm and she was a worm.
How can I make it more obvious?
All they had to do was apply damage.
Apply damage.
No.
Apply damage.
Oh, dear.
I had only just forgotten about apply damage.
I never forgot.
So this radio is absolutely... the best
yeah, I was
like,
going to say,
yeah.
It's unlistenable
right?
For anybody who, like, isn't in, like, our immediate...
four-person, five-person, six-person group?
Yeah.
Right.
Four-person,
I mean, already, like, I don't think David knows what we're talking about.
I don't think most of us have both of those we're talking about.
Apply damage is a meme that comes from Baki, the grappler, and I can't explain it.
2018 adaption.
It's just called Baki.
And I can't explain it further. Because
it hasn't
it's not good
America,
radio content.
You need a VPN to watch it right now.
Or you can just pirate. Or you just pirate it like every other like
right.
Anime weebs.
Slightly, which is more illegal?
So I think
small
the VPN
radio hour where we just talk about illegal stuff.
No,
more or less. I guess.
I'm not officially
Rebel
endorsing
radio.
Rebel Radio.
I do not own a VPN. It was
yeah.
a friend's.
Can you own a VPN?
VPN? No, you can totally own a VPN. It's not illegal to own a VPN.
It's just using it for legal things is illegal. Which we are...
Well, I mean, but technically...
tonight I learned on the Small Cactus Radio
Hour. None of it is
illegal.
Illegal
things are illegal.
Wait, yeah, this is Tufts Educational Radio. Legal things are illegal.
Watching a show that is legal to watch...
In only Japan.
It's not... But that's not like a legal thing. It's just a restriction by virtue of like... not having a server in Japan.
But that's still illegal because it then implies...
Why is it illegal? If I buy a game from, like, Japan and then I bring it over here and I play it on a Japanese console, then, despite the fact that it would be region-locked and, like, unplayable on a U.S. console, that doesn't make it any less legal for me to play the game on a legal system.
So that's fair. The one thing is often actually, so Crunchyroll has started cracking down on VPNs because the one problem
Why?
Is that, so this is actually, this is the licensor problem. So the licensor needs to prove that they're taking at least some steps to make sure that they're keeping, that they're like protecting the license so it doesn't get pirated. So if you live outside of a country, like that's, their license is bought. So friends, let's take Evangelion. So even Netflix recently bought the worldwide rights for Evangelion, but it used to be owned by a bunch of different companies. Madman in Australia and UK owned the rights of Eva there, but Funimation owned it in the US. So you need to make sure that you aren't stepping on each other's toes because people are supposed to be making money in different parts because they
different
bought like...
Different people are supposed to be making the money.
Right, because Madman would be like, hey, Funimation, why are you...
If nobody has the license here and we can give money to people who do have the license, then we're not taking money away from anybody... And we are giving it to people who currently own the license.
So that's fair. It's just more legal contract stuff that doesn't really matter too much from a like consumer perspective. But
this
for
is
a
my
mug.
Favorite song.
Well, no, hey, this is really interesting. I'm actually enjoying this immensely.
I have a question. Why are we trying to compromise and meet the narcs and the corpos on their own terms? This is college radio. We stream anime illegally, and we're proud of it.
No, actually, no.
Tomorrow night, there's going to be illegal Star Wars The Clone Wars stream.
No, stop it. Stop it. No, we're not. No, we're actually not.
We legally stream it.
The Small Cactus Area Radio does not condone piracy or illegal streaming of any kind.
Piracy? Of course not. Piracy? Using the Tufts Wi-Fi? Of course not. No.
Yeah, the opinions of the guests of the Small Cactus Radio Hour does not reflect the opinions of the show in the whole. Miguel is on Not Quite Tuesday. He can answer to his sins later.
Miguel will answer for his crimes on his hour.
He only writes sins, not the tragedies.
Oh my god.
That's probably a pretty good segue into actually finally playing some music, right?
Okay, yes.
We got requests.
We have so many. We're just gonna kinda go down the line over here.
Who do you love the most? Play their song first.
That would probably be Roger's song.
Roger
is dog song by Toby Fox.
See, okay, I have my favorite song of what was requested to me.
Okay, let's go with that one.
So, we'll find out. What do you think? Do you have a guess?
Well, I don't want to spoil the surprise.
Okay, well, we're going to find out.
Right. It's going to be my song.
Watch.
Bork, 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 bork. We're doing. I mean, oh wait, do you guys want to find a PSA while I'm finding music?
Yes. Okay. I have one that I always read on my show, but I don't have to read it here.
You did it last week.
I did. It was so. Well, I read the other one last week.
Oh.
There are two ones in here that have anime, like anime girls on them. And I found them so funny. Oh, here we go.
Walking is good exercise.
Yes,
walking is good exercise. That's the one that I did on my show. But now that I'm a guest, I'm reading the other one, Public Transit versus Walking.
Oh, my God.
All right. Are we ready for a dramatic reading?
Ready.
What is that?
If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, well, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes taking the T. You'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal.
A public service message from WMFO in Medford.
Tufts Educational Radio.
See, it's...
We could also read this four-page interview with Harry Dodge.
What is that?
It has, like, an artistic-looking, like, bicycle rack?
This is the only piece I know from
him. Oh, that's the only piece of media I care about.
Okay.
That's it,
I've got to describe this. It looks like a concrete slab bent at, like, a 130-degree angle, maybe. It has, like, red hollow eyes and what looks like a painted black water bottle glued to it to form a nose. You know those things in Mario, the thwomps? It looks like one of those if it didn't have a soul.
Counterpoint. It looks like a dog if that dog was a, like, made out of an I-beam at a construction site.
Oh, yeah, it also has weird pink ear things. I think their ears...
See, what
something.
Happens is, I've seen this piece in real life. If you go around the other side, it's the same thing, but sadder.
Oh, no.
Oh, so it's crying blood?
No. So that's his nose. That's a very phallic nose.
Oh.
Is this a smile?
No, that's just the bend.
What? Okay.
Like he's crunched over.
Not this. This.
That's just graphite shading. That doesn't exist on the piece.
It's pretty kind of terrifying.
This ASMR there, Jen.
ASMR.
Oh my god.
ASMR is mistaken.
Oh wait. So wait, where did you see that?
You got
I did. It's right in the Granoff or Adikman or whatever it is art gallery.
Do you mean Granoff?
Yeah, Granoff.
I like Granoff more.
It's not like
is
some
like
random famous dude. It's actually in
competition
like
where
Tufts?
They see who can make
no,
the finest
Alex,
grade.
This man probably has an annual income of like $10.
Granoff?
Oh no. I'm so sorry. What's your name?
Harry Dodge.
Harry Dodge.
Even I admit it's a very good album.
It's a very good. What do you mean even you admit?
I'm just having bad taste.
Oh. I thought you were going to be like, I'm the paragon of taste. And Two Door Cinema Club is just plebeian alternative for those who thought Young Folks was a good song. Blah, 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 blah.
I don't want this face staring at me anymore.
I'll take a look at it.
So, I mean, I do really like Young Folks, but I just feel like I just need to, like, puff my chest out. Or people are like, oh, Owl City is just a postal service knockoff. No,
whoever says that, I'll fight them. Owl City's my favorite.
See, this is what I did it just to incense you, but I saw that on a video. Like, I was about to send you something because it was on Owl City, and then I was like, maybe I don't want to make your day a little darker today.
Thank you.
Anthony Fantano, the YouTube's busiest music nerd, did.
That sentence got away from you.
No, I was trying to find the exact adjective Anthony Fantano uses. It's internet's busiest music nerd. I couldn't even get it right. But anyway, he does a thing called Let's Argue every week where he... Do you know Let's Argue?
I've seen it in my recommended. I have not clicked on it.
I religiously watch it every week. I don't always agree with him, but I do very much like his content.
Hey, Anthony, I'll argue.
A call to action.
Are you going to get a Twitter? Well, no, you already have a Twitter account, right?
A tweeter?
You need a tweeter to put in music.
Wait,
in
okay, we were halfway no through no IDing the music, Twitter. Though.
Yeah, you're right.
We got one song in, is what I mean.
Yeah, next is Tiger by Neil Cicerega from the album Mouth Moots.
I do like that.
David, that was David's request.
Yes, it was. I agree.
Okay.
The one, the only.
Wait, David, why Tiger versus any other song from Neil Cicerega?
He's requested all the others.
I've requested a ton of songs of Neil Cicerega.
Okay,
songs
you know? That's fair. How many more do you have? Do you know? Are you going through the whole list?
At this point, I just forget that I've requested them, so I can just keep requesting forever.
Fair.
We have done Popcorn twice. That I do know.
You mean Floorcorn?
Floorcorn.
Yeah, wait, Rose, how many metric songs do you have left? You've played, what, 62?
So I have repeated many numerous times and have avoided a couple. So, I don't know. I know I haven't gone through all of them because I avoid some of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm trying to think of what would be my most popular one. I think Black Sheep I've played a lot.
Rose, what's your
I'll
least
never forget
favorite
Black
metric
Sheep.
Song?
Oh, that's
I woke up to it every day, sophomore year of college.
That's yeah, that's
the
true.
One that's, in
that's true.
Scott Pilgrim, I think.
No, that's the one.
That's the one.
Yeah, Alex knows it again. Too well because I sleep through it. I keep trying to pick the most abrasive music I have to wake myself up, and none of it works.
Oh, you should start playing some Sun Lux. That's what I did.
Sun Lux is good.
It's really good, but also the intro to Lost Into Trying.
No.
Is like it immediately wakes you up because it sounds like six alarms going
just
off.
Do crazy
play that
train
one song that goes
oh man, that's a good
Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne will be the best alarm clock you'll ever have.
That's actually fair. I still think about the fact you bit off the head of a bat.
All aboard at like highest intensity possible.
All aboard.
I would
play that song.
Yes, we have to get through everyone else's, so I don't.
If we have time.
Strong contender for wake up song is Work Harder off Elisa's soundtrack.
Oh, do you mean Work Harder, Not Smarter?
Absolutely.
That's a good. Hang on, Rose. Can I change my requested song?
Sure.
Wait, no. Little Rear Town is like genuinely a good listening experience, whereas Work Harder, Not Smarter is not. Okay. But also, I really want to play Work Harder, Not Smarter on the radio.
So well. Okay. So what I'll do is that I'm still looking up you're changing your song. So I will play Miguel's choice next. Oh, I still have to ID. The next was Where Does the Good Go by Tegan and Sarah. This was requested by my great buddy Andrew. And Tegan and Sarah, so jealous. I think this is their third full-length album. Yes, no, wait. It's either their second or their third. Yes, because it goes the one where it looks like they're in a mall. And then, yes, and then the one with I Hear Noises on it, then So Jealous, then The Con, then Heartthrob, then Stop Desires. That's it.
I mean, everyone knew that, but that's cool.
What?
What? I didn't know that. I don't know what anyone's talking about right now.
No,
do you think that Segan would be an okay name for a kid? I was thinking of Segan and Tara.
Hey,
and Tara is a name.
I knew someone.
There's someone named Segan.
Did we finish ID?
Nice.
Not anymore.
Now we have.
But
okay.
Not anymore. She changed her name.
Oh, okay. I thought for a second
but
you meant that
one of my
she
best
died.
Friends. Was
I forgot North Shore.
More or less named that.
More
sort
or
of.
Okay.
North Shore. It wasn't technically pronounced like that, but we all called her that anyway.
Or is it Alligator Tears?
No.
North Shore is the
hot take. Do you mean, crocodiles are five times more scary than alligators.
Wait, do you mean Croc Suey by
Nancy? No.
You mean Chop Suey?
No.
You mean Crocodile Chop.
Crocodile Chop, yeah, I do. Croc Suey.
Croc Suey is actually very good.
Crocodile Chop. My mom would make us Crocodile Chop Suey every night at a home in Florida. It was.
What about
what
crocodile like pork chops?
Chop Suey
croc
is like
chops.
A. Wait,
okay, wait,
a
that doesn't work. Pork is for pigs.
Oh, wait, you were joking. I thought you were telling the truth.
Yeah,
tricks
no,
are for kids.
I honestly was willing to follow you down this rabbit hole, dog.
Anyway, Tegan and Sarah is a very good lesbian band. And also, like, well, okay, I listened to Tegan and Sarah, the
lesbians.
Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and Metric.
By lesbians, for lesbians, of lesbians.
I just
oh, it was
like
so good. I had such a crush on
if
both of them.
If I listen to it, will it turn me into a lesbian?
We can do this experiment.
I listened to only Tegan and Sarah for 3 years. You'll never believe the results.
You just become me if you just add enough Emily Haynes in there. Literally, like, when I was in eighth grade, it was the Rose. Sole reason I wanted to go to Canada. Like,
you know, I was going to say, Rose, do you want to just talk vamp about, like, Emily Haynes for the next 30 minutes or so?
I think I would alienate everyone else in this room because I could talk about her for years. I love her. She's so
Rose, I've got a special surprise for you. Guess
what?
Who's listening in right now?
Watch that really like watch like the lights start flashing like right now.
I thought you were gonna say the lights start flickering in this room.
There's a slinging slasher.
Emily Haynes just appears in the window out there and then disappears. Just
Nosferatu.
I would die of shock. Miguel would just have to take up, and he can get a volunteer hour for subbing for my show.
There we go. Now, instead of the Emily Haynes 20 minutes, it would just become the John Darnielle 20 minutes,
oh,
and
no.
The cycle would repeat.
Oh,
and
no.
And he would manifest,
oh,
and then
Neil
Cicierega.
And then, who would it be for me? Maybe Griffin.
Maybe just Griffin Macklin.
I could, it's like the face, like in the video where he pops up and he saw himself in that video.
Yeah.
For a
second, I thought you were going
to say BDG, but.
Oh, BDG. Oh, BDG is awesome. He's also the kind of person who would manifest outside the window.
No. Oh, man, no, I would cry. No, no. That would be a terrible thing to play on the radio.
It's also like 8 minutes long.
It's 8.5 minutes.
And also, the interpreted dance would not would come be across lost well. On. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
That would be lost. Then they'll never know.
You get like a gamma ray and beam it directly into people's eyeballs.
So, wait, are we going to play more requests?
Yeah,
and if yes, so, then will, no, hang on, then we should finish IDing. Did we finish?
We did, we finished. Yes. We finally did.
Oh, okay. I asked that about 7 years ago, but that's besides the point.
Only the viewers will know.
Well, that's, yeah, no, I don't remember that happening, so. Well,
yeah. You know.
Some say to this very day, she's still at it.
Okay.
Well, a very high passive perception.
All right, we're putting on the music.
Staying way past five every single night for some crazy deadline. I'm where I'm so confined by the need to always make ends meet. Cause if you're not there, you could end up on the street. And that's no place to live. Chasing dollars with a baseball bat in my hand. It's the first one I understand. I'm asking you to be a man. But the money won't pay, money won't pay, money won't pay, money won't pay. Money won't pay to dance the night away. So forget the rent. Let's spin the wheel and get higher. Money won't pay to dance the night away. So forget the rent and get on down. Working all day, you sure deserve a raise. So let's spin the wheel and get higher. But it's true, the parties start too soon. When there's work to do, but you'll always have a crew who wants to be with you. And so when it's back to work again, just think about your friends and the good times they portend. No, this is not the end.
Yeah.
When I see that nigga, hey, I ain't even gonna say nothing to that nigga. I ain't saying shit. I'ma just swing. Got it. Square up. Nigga, throw that chair up. In New York, I merely rock. Hit the club, tear it up. I got Henny in my cup. Bitches, put your hair up. You was talking all that shit. When I see you square up, bitch. Square up. Nigga, throw that chair up. In New York, I merely rock. Hit the club, tear it up. I got Henny in my cup. Bitches, put your hair up. You was talking all that shit. When I see you square up, bitch. Okay, I don't need a gun. I don't need a knife. As soon as I see that nigga, I'm knocking out his lights. He talking all that shit. I know that he a bitch. Pulling up to his house and busting in his crib. I'ma hit him in the throat. Break his fucking jaw. God damn, I love to break the law. We just fight. No more shootout. Hell no. Hell no. Knocking you out. When I'm up this Henny, it get hard for me to see. I ain't fuck nobody in like, let me think, a week. But I'm coming after you, nigga, cause you talking all that shit. On my Instagram, my Twitter, leaving all them comments. But when I see your ass in public, you ain't even say a word. I'ma square up on that nigga. I'ma beat him out this world. I'ma do a back flip and karate chop that nigga in the throat.
Hey, bro, let me get some of them hot Cheetos you got.
Square up, nigga, throw that chair up. In New York, I merely rock. Hit the club, tear it up. I got Henny in my cup. Bitches, put your hair up. You was talking all that shit. When I see you square up, bitch. Square up, nigga, throw that chair up. In New York, I merely rock. Hit the club, tear it up. I got Henny in my cup. Bitches, put your hair up. You was talking all that shit. When I see you square up, bitch.
Oh,
All right. Hope you guys enjoyed this last chord of music. We first got in with Miguel's request. Well, it was kind of like an open-ended request because it just had to be on the Pale Machines album. But this was Bo N with Money Won't Pay.
Yes. The album is Pale Machine. Artist is Bo.
Yeah. Miguel, do you have anything to say about it?
It's a really good album. Bo N makes the theme music to Waypoint Radio, which is a podcast I listen to. I know nothing about his music.
He has basically just this album, and it's also on this are the theme to Omori, which is a game that's coming out probably sometime this year.
Yeah.
And the theme song to Wonderful, the Enthusiast podcast, which is the song that we listen to.
There you go. I also know that the refrain on Miss You is I'm going to try very hard and respect.
Oh, I relate. See, that's very good. Bowen also has a couple little EPs because I remember there's something with a ghost that I really like. I can't remember. It's one of when I listen to this stuff, I listen to it hours at a time and I can't remember anything. That's why I like. But then when I do remember something, it's really good. Like Flamingosis is one of my favorite artists from this. Flamingosis is extremely.
Is that
good.
One word or is it Flamingosis?
No, it's one word, Flamingosis.
It's like when hypnosis. One pink bird just sort of splits, and then...
Oh, like okay, like mitosis.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. That was a pull. No. I thought Flamingosis was, where you were just sort of watching a pink bird, and then you sort of got kind of sleepy and more susceptible to suggestion.
Oh my god. No. Song was Discoloration by Don Golden from the album Still Life. I know this was Alex's request.
Yeah, this was from my friend all the way down in Kansas City. From Blue and Sid to Opal. I got the name wrong again. I got it backwards again. It's been happening for a long time, but I hope you enjoyed that.
I looked up Golden Dawn first and got something very different.
Whoops.
And then next, probably the song that has the most stretched my safe harbor privileges, but... It's a very good song. This was Zach Fox with Square Up.
Quality song.
It's such a quality song. You know how many times I've just listened to it? I would listen to it on repeat and I went on to punch so many things. But the thing is I hate how much I'm really small and I'm not very strong and I'm not very fast.
You just want more things to punch?
Yeah. I love...
I mean, punching things is fun. I'm even smaller than you. And punching things is fun.
Yeah, I think I'd like to be more intimidating than I am, but I think when I try to be intimidating, it gets worse.
You're like, carry a knife. See, no,
just
like
grow big, meaty claws.
Big, meaty claws. Yeah.
Rose, I'm like a this Pomeranian. Is why you
like a
Katie.
Pomeranian.
Oh my gosh, I'm Gingy.
Ginger is my Pomeranian.
Yes. Oh, she's the best. She's the best Pomeranian ever. She's very good. But yeah, no, I. Pomeranian. Or. Yeah, or poodle. Well, Roger is actually kind of intimidating.
Just gonna ignore that, or
no. If you're gonna play for the class, Miguel, full volume, play it against the mic.
My ear isn't working, so I thought that was much stealthier than it was.
Miguel, play for the class. No, turn it up, all the way. There we go.
We have gotten an air mic.
Party.
Air mic. Air horn.
This is a 10-hour mix.
Okay, Rose. I thought it was gonna be like, I'm never gonna give you up like that.
I like how you. Yes, this was Little Root Town. This was
Little Root Town.
No, Little Root Town. It's a single. It's from Pokemon Emerald
and Ruby and Sapphire.
And Ruby and Sapphire.
How unoriginal! Just recycling those assets.
Oh.
Absolutely toasted.
Should I put Square Up back on?
You should put Square Up back on.
It's such a good song.
Miguel, I'm gonna call into your radio show.
I'm gonna munch. I'm gonna crunch.
I don't know how to answer the phone.
No, Miguel. No, I will teach you personally
by just smashing your face into the soundboard.
I think
teach you.
Oh no, I won't. I must
like
have...
saying jokes on you. You assume I have a life.
Jokes on you. I can't read.
So to remind everyone, this has been the Small Cactus Radio Hour. You've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're coming towards the twilight of this
Rose.
Cast. What?
Rose, how are we going to close it out, Rose? Is it with a sing-along to Country Roads?
No. Oh.
Or wait, what else do I have on here?
Can we do a sing-along?
Wait,
I love that idea.
Hang on.
Wait, do we actually want to do it?
I would be
yes,
so down.
Please.
Okay. Shows do
wait.
That. Songs
do we have a karaoke version that we could pull up?
No, I don't think we should be doing a karaoke version. I actually don't know if it'll come on at the same time that way.
Oh, in that case, then no.
I have another song, but this is just
I saw Rose, Rose. I saw Work Harder Not album cover.
Sorry, Work Harder Not Smarter off of the Lisa soundtrack.
Maybe.
Do it.
Okay.
You don't have to.
Yes, you do.
You don't have to listen to me yell. He's a freshman. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Completely reasonable.
Freshmen have no rights.
It's true.
I'm trying to decide because there's also like
freshman,
this,
you
open, this
no
ending
human
song
decency.
I've been really liking from Arakawa Under the Bridge. In this.
Oh, okay. Well, you gotta follow your heart.
I'm gonna follow my
Miguel
heart.
Miguel has to follow my heart, which is Work Harder, Not Smarter on his show for 3 weeks consecutively.
Okay.
That's alternatively,
a weird name for a song.
We could not do that.
We're no, but I can do it.
All right,
we're
turning this mic off. Do you guys have any final remarks?
I love you all, and I hope you're having a wonderful night.
That wasn't very cash money of you, Jen.
Cash money. Wait, like Neo-Yokio cash money?
Wait, what's everybody else's last thought? I gave mine.
I gave mine already.
I gave mine.
I have none.
Forever is a question you ask yourself when you're staring at the ceiling.
Okay.
Ooh.
I think dogs should be able to vote.
Actually, that's my favorite one. All right. Good night, y'all. Sakasama ni natte kimi no koto sayashite